How you doing, guys? It's Kyle. It's Tuesday night. It's podcast time. I'm sitting in the studio with one, the only, the Peter Griffin of podcasts, and Tyler. Say what's up, Tyler.
What's up?
And my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the old man from the Family Guy show, Daniel. Say what's up, Daniel.
Hello, fella.
And also, drum roll, special guest tonight, sitting in the whole show. You may know him as Jake Skate. I know him as Jake. I'm not sure. I have not confirmed if his last name is actually Skate. I don't think so. But Jake Skate. Jake, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Listen, guys, make sure you're following us on Twitter, at Hutt Podcast. Also, email us at huttpodcast@gmail.com for any questions, concerns. Jake, do you have a Twitter that you wanted to push?
No, I don't have any Twitter that I want to push.
That's right. No social media. Social media is the devil.
Indeed. But our Twitter, on the other hand, Kyle, is Hutt Podcast.
There you go.
At Hutt Podcast.
Daniel, I hate to jump back in time a little bit, but I think about two episodes ago, we talked about your sister dating Cuba. Cuba. Have we had any other updates of that relationship blossoming? Or
Kyle, that relationship was over a long time ago.
Is there any way they can reconcile just for the podcast?
I don't think that's even possible.
Is there any way Cuba could get us pictures? I'm pretty sure if you search hard enough, you will find your sister somewhere on the internet. In a way.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
She's a nice lady, though. Good church choir member.
So they say.
The playoffs are going on. The NHL playoffs. They're still going on. They last forever. The Kings just wrapped it up with the Sharks night. They're up. They moved on. And the Blackhawks and the Red Wings play tomorrow night. Daniel, what's your prediction as far as the Blackhawks and the Red Wings?
And the Blackhawks will wrap it up in Chicago. I mean, they're going back to Chicago. They have so much momentum going through. And, yeah, it's pretty much impossible for the Blackhawks to lose tomorrow.
I don't know. I saw the game last night, and a 40-foot wrist shot went in past Crawford because he just couldn't catch it.
Yeah, that was terrible. I mean, there's nothing really to say besides that was the worst positioning a goaltender could ever do in the NHL.
Do you feel like you or even Michael J. Fox could have done better?
Michael J. Fox definitely had a better chance. At least he would have moved his arm.
Jake, what's your opinion on the game tomorrow? Who do you got?
Definitely the Blackhawks. I think they're going to close it out in Chicago. I like their team this year. I think they have a great chance of winning the Cup.
So who's your prediction for the finals, and who do you have moving on or winning the Stanley Cup?
No, I think the Boston Bruins are going to face the Blackhawks in the finals. And who do I think is going to win the Cup? I'm going to go with Boston here. Nice. I think Boston's got a good team. I want to see Jaromir Jagr destroy the Penguins in the conference finals.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that series, and I'm excited for Lucic to crush Sidney Crosby's face into the ice. It's going to be great.
Would you like to see the rest of his teeth, the remaining teeth, get knocked out?
Well, yes, you know, if he gets a concussion, damage. Any serious damage would do.
Yeah, if he gets a concussion, he'll probably get a 94 overall card in the game.
Maybe a 97.
Oh.
Yeah, like a 97, yeah. He could. Who knows? The game worships him. Tyler, and you're still sticking with Boston as well?
No, I picked Pittsburgh.
Oh, you picked Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I think we all remember my pick of Toronto, which that
Toronto.
That went very well.
That was awesome.
Up until for the first three
up
games.
The playoff started.
It went well for the final 10 minutes of game 7, actually.
I was laughing that entire game. I thought it was hilarious.
I have never seen someone blow something so bad. Okay, we're going to leave.
No, Daniel.
Daniel, easy. I know there was an opening for you there.
Well, not just that, but I think of the Bruins collapsing to the Flyers. The Bruins had won the first three games, and the Flyers came back and won the remaining four.
That's not going to be the case this year.
Also, the Yankees, I believe.
Yes,
2004.
That was 2004. The Yankees did.
Just wanted to drop that in there.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Tyler is on the way out. Actually, we are actually replacing him with a Coke bottle. We feel like he could probably do the same amount of work as Tyler does.
Sponsor Coke.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm not even a Coke guy. I'm a huge Pepsi guy. I feel bad now. Can we edit that and say, Tyler, can we just, we'll just start right here and go, Pepsi bottle.
Yeah.
That's
not, just overrate it.
Yeah, that's not going to work. If anybody's at home and they're listening and they drink Coke, I'm sorry. It's disgusting. It tastes like beer. It tastes like horse fish.
Yes. It's like beer.
Not beer at all. Bags of sand. Okay, moving on to the next bulletin point here. Stars of the week. New Star of the week. Daniel, have you had a chance to look at him yet?
No, not at all.
What about you?
Great.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. Preparation is not important at all. Because Sidney Crosby just wakes up in the morning and puts his skates on and goes out there and scores a hat trick.
He does. That's why his jaw is half broke.
That's true. You know, Kanye West also had a broke jaw. He's not bumping out any jams.
Right.
50 Cent get shot in
the back. He got shot 9 times.
Okay.
But he's like a cat.
And Kanye West, didn't he also just run into a pole recently?
Yes, he did.
Also set up by Taylor Swift. Thank you, Taylor.
Yeah, speaking of Kanye.
He's a rat,
man. Yo. It's been kind of hard. You're not around. I know you're in town, smiling down. I'm not talking about my boys. I'm talking about your girl. She makes my dick like a curly fry. Makes that shit curl. Yo, my dick's 7 feet long.
That is one of our four members.
Yes.
I think it may be Jake's post relative. Is that correct, Jake?
Post relative? What?
Maybe your best friend? I don't know. Is that true?
No. No. Anything but that.
Bestie.
Yeah. Is there true that y'all have lockets and bracelets for best friends?
No.
Far from it. I was kidding about that. Jake is, I think he has already proven the point that that guy's a turd. His name is Monks342. That was his Bustin' the Rhymes. That's not on iTunes, is it? Because I figure if it was, it would be a big hit. It'd probably be number one.
It would be $1.29 for sure.
It'd be $1.29. It's not going to be one of the 99 cent ones.
Yeah.
No. Because you can get a premium price for a premium product.
Yeah.
Like that. Make sure you go to Monks Ugly on YouTube. Check out the whole clip.
And it's Monks with a Z.
Yeah, Monks with a Z, Ugly. Check it out. And then send him a message on the forum and just let him know you appreciate it. Maybe he'll come out with a remix of it. I can't even imagine the remix.
Is it true that Daniel Tosh is flying him?
Daniel Tosh has flying him out. He just recently had cancer.
No.
he recently had just come down with a case of cancer.
Is that like catching a cold?
Yeah, he catches cancer like cold. If there's anybody out there that has cancer, we're not making light of it, but you're probably going to die from it. Can you say that? I guess not.
Know.
We have lost all integrity.
That's probably not a good thing to say.
Well, let's be realistic about this. Let's don't sit there and go, oh, you're going to beat this. You're not. The odds are against you, you know?
If you have AIDS and you're not Michael and you're not Magic Johnson, you will go.
As everybody has done, turn the podcast off at this point. They're like, we're not going to listen to this. I've got cancer and I'm living. Hey,
we just lost all of our Magic Johnson fans too.
Somebody who doesn't have cancer, the new star of the weeks.
Yes.
Or not diagnosed with it, at least. James Neal on the left wing Stanley Cup edition, Malkin Stanley Cup edition center, and then a newer one, Andrew Shaw from Chicago. Daniel, what's your thoughts on Andrew Shaw?
I think he's terrible. Don't like it at all.
Okay.
Actually, but I mean, outside of he's helped their forecheck out a little bit, and he accidentally scored a goal. That's about it.
He's at 85 in the game, so he'll probably settle in at a nice 4K, 3K. I guarantee you, check on the forums. He'll be a giveaway in about 6 different giveaways.
Oh,
like, Star of the Week card, Shaw. Seabrook's back out, Orpik's back out, and then Jay Quick.
Carlson.
Yeah,
I'm Carlson, going, nice.
Line two is Carlson. Dan Boyle again. Then you got Campbell. He's a new star of the week. Greg Campbell, 86 overall. He'll probably settle in at about just because he's Boston. I don't know. What would you say, Jake, on the PS3? I would say 15, 20.
For who?
This Campbell guy from his first release.
I have no idea.
You got Tyler Seguin out again, star of the week. And then you got Nathan Horton, Stanley Cup card. And Carlson again. I mean,
what about Oduya?
Oduya is not out there this week. Unfortunately, I know he was a big seller and a big on everybody's want list. Oh,
yeah. So what is Star of the Week Carlson's price now? Because this is, what, his third time? And I saw one sell today for $101,000. Buy it now.
Yeah, I mean, if they do a promo pack like they did last weekend, which in my opinion is probably one of my favorite ones, when they, especially when they do the, I love the 35K pack, but then on top of doing the two times the chance of a Stanley Cup card, I know I bought about six packs. So I got about three Stanley Cup cards, nothing to really brag about, but I mean, it's, if they keep doing that and flooding the market, he could be worth a bottle of Coke. That's how bad it'll be worth. Because if he was worth a Pepsi, he'd be high quality. Plugging Pepsi again, guys. We're going to get sponsored. Don't worry about it.
I want the 93 Carlson. The boss has that.
Yeah, the boss does have the 93 Carlson. It's super rare. Have you heard about the 93 Carlson, Tyler?
No.
See, exactly. It's so rare. You actually have to be a member of the Mason group to get this thing.
Is it like part of the Da Vinci Code?
Yes. Boss actually got it. He's actually a member of the Mickey Mouse Club and S Club 7.
Oh.
So that's how he was able to pick it up. So, but no, the new team of the week. I don't like how this team of the week lately is just declining. It's not impressive.
Well, there's not much to choose from.
I hope NHL 14 brings a lot of better, stuff. And I know Jake, kind of off the podcast, we were talking about it. You're kind of passionate about it. You've done a little bit more research than I have as far as the new NHL 14. If you want to tell them what you about the new platform and or the new consoles in the NHL 14.
Right. So. This year, the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, which is the brand new Xbox, they're both coming out this holiday season, 2013, and NHL 14 will not be on those next generation consoles, which is absolutely mind blowing to me, and it basically means that I'm not going to be picking up NHL 14 for the PS3, which it will be coming out for the PS3 and the Xbox 360. And the reason I'm not going to be picking it up is I don't want to play it for 2 months, then have to, you know, play my PS4. So it's just not worth it for me picking NHL 14 up, because I'm going to be playing Grand Theft Auto 5 and Quantic Dream's new game, Beyond Two Souls. So I just don't see myself having time to play NHL 14 with those two games.
I just, Daniel, I know you heard about it too, right before we started recording this. What is your look? Are you going to go with the Xbox One, or is that what it is? Xbox One, are you going to go with that, or are you going to stay with the Xbox 360 to have NHL 14?
I'll stay with 360 probably for a year, year and a half. I always do that. I mean, I never buy a console when it first comes out, because something always goes wrong with it, and the game selection's not really huge when it first comes out either. So it's just, if you're not a big fan of what comes out right out of the gate, then you're pretty much sitting on a system that does a whole bunch of other stuff other than plays games.
I'll probably end up staying with the I'll probably stay with the PS3 for a while, but I'll jump ship to PS4. I mean, it's only natural, you got to. You can't just, you know, stay in neutral. Hopefully EA and Jake, you said that they're doing this. Are they doing it for other consoles?
Or
are
there
other gaming systems? Is FIFA going to be on PS4 and all that?
All those games are going to be on. Basically, all the other sports games that EA makes, they are going to be on the next gen consoles. But for FIFA, Ultimate Team is exclusive. It's an exclusive mode for the Xbox One. So PS4 will not have Ultimate Team on FIFA. So that's a disappointment.
I don't understand that. EA should, you would think they would try to do everything they can to figure out a way to get it over to the new consoles, because they're making money off of this. They're making bank. Now, I know there's people on the forum that we talk to, or we've seen mentioned, who spend tons of money. I'm thinking of Swoops right now. I know Swoops personally spends a ton of money on the game. I don't see why they wouldn't want to pocket that little extra income.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because Microsoft's paying them more to have this as an exclusive.
Yeah. But I hopefully NHL 14, maybe even now we're looking at NHL 15, will maybe be able to shift into gear and hopefully bring it over to the NHL 15, will be able to bring it over to the new consoles to try to connect with everybody and kind of phase out this PS3.
Yep.
Who knows, though? Daniel, you got any other thoughts on the new consoles?
No, I mean, I looked at them, and it's just, I mean, it's a computer and a console in one, so it's just, I don't know. I'm not really a huge fan of them, but it is what it is.
Well, what do you think about the always online, basically, and they always have a camera on you that's always connected to the internet, so they're basically, could be creepy. Always watching you.
I mean, what if you play in your skivvies? I mean, they're always got an eye on you. I mean, you're pretty much open to a lot of things.
Daniel, I don't think that'd be the first low-budget porn you've ever shot.
Check it out. 2 inches of dangling fury. Other than that.
Does it curl like a curly fry in reference to the Monk video?
No, because if it does, then the Monk probably needs to go to the doctor and get that checked. I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm concerned that he may have some kind of polio.
That would be saying, like, I grow legs, it grows legs like a millipede. I mean, if it does that too, definitely not a good look.
God, we could spend a whole podcast just dissecting this video. If we get one Friday. I know we haven't been doing the midweek update like we should. Daniel's been on his hiatus, is going traveling out of town for his ChristianMingle.com dates that he's meeting up with. How's that going, Daniel?
I played a poker tournament this last Friday. Thank you very much. That's where
you,
I was.
Did you meet up with one of your ladies?
No, I tried hard though with this Air Force girl, and she wasn't having it after I made it very clear.
You want to put the mingle in Christian Mingle?
Right, exactly is what I said, and she wasn't having it.
She said no.
Yeah, shot down.
Well, maybe you could take some inspirational lyrics from Monk's rap video and put it more in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, next time I'll just tell her it's like a curly fry. And clearly, if that doesn't get it.
Make her want it or want Arby's, I don't know what else will.
Yeah, you can't pick up a girl with that. I guess you're just plain ugly.
Well, I know Jake, evidently, he's not going to be going to the NHL 14 video game. But Daniel, no. What's some things you want to see from NHL 14? Or Jake, you can chime in too. Some things you may want to see from the NHL 14, if they ever make it over to the
PC. Oh, I got a good list of one item that they need to figure out how to fix.
Goalie.
It's when the people score one goal and then they hold the puck for the rest of the game. Yeah. It's so irritating. I don't know how they can possibly fix that. Their player suddenly explodes or something.
You just gotta play better.
No. I know what he means, because if you go to skate, and plus the defenseman or the computer, the AI, it will like just take them off in a weird place. I mean, I've had it before. I'm just sitting there going, okay, so my AI guy is right in front of the puck, but he wants to skate backwards. Why? Why did he, you know, the puck's wide open. Why is he? I think the artificial intelligence would be a lot better, especially goalies too. My goodness.
Goalie. Yeah, the goalies are terrible, even playing as a human goalie. I mean, I play as a human goalie in Hutt sometimes just to make people mad, because your team, like my team's decent, right? But my team being decent, even against a good team, they still run them over. I don't know why. And I just sit back there in net and like read a book.
What book are you reading?
50
Shades of Grey.
No, it's it's
50 Shades of Monk.
How to crush ChristianMingle.com. It's a strategy book.
Christian Mingle's for dummies.
Yeah.
And what is it, the Bible?
Yeah, the internet one.
Hey, I like to see goalies. I like this way, this year, the way they did it, as far as before the game, you can't see what your opponent's overall rating
is. Yes, that's awesome. That
stopped a lot of those people just quitting right off the bat. Because now
you're still... People quit on me all the time because I'm like a known person with like a known pretty solid team, and like people just know me and they quit still constantly.
Yeah, when Ferrari comes up, I played him once. I played you once.
You did.
I did, and your internet cut out.
Really?
My team name was Pootie Latane, and we were playing. I think it was 1-1 tie, and your internet cut out.
Really?
Yeah,
people quit. I don't get why people quit. The one guy was playing me the other day, and I don't know if they like look at team names or like logos, you know, like if somebody just has a basic NHL logo, I guess they're not really scared, but if they change it, I don't know what it is. My team name's unheard of. So I don't know if they look at it and it's like, and they get questions and they just quit.
What are they doing? You sound like a whale.
Oh. Well, thank you, Kyle.
You could be like a beat master for Monk's new song.
And so then I send everybody messages, not hate messages, friendly ones. I'm like, hey, hey, little fella, what made you run off? I just want to play a little hockey with you. I was just sitting here lonely.
That's the other thing I want to talk about, online gameplay etiquette. Like, when you get a message from someone, you score a goal, and of course you just, you know, or you beat the guy at the last second, they just rage on you, and they just, they call you everything. Have you experienced that, Daniel, where they just call you everything in the, you know, in the book?
Yeah, I think I've experienced, and I might have done it once or twice. only because I never get mad at video games. I do it just out of a pure, pure principle. Like, you know what? Somebody did this to me before, so now you get it.
You get that right of ownership after it's been done to you. You're like, I'm passing this on.
Yeah, tenfold. I mean,
Jake, have you ever got that?
Yes, I get it all the time. I get hate mail when I do bad. I get hate mail when I do good. So it's just natural part of the game, I guess.
They'll be like, oh man, you're so terrible, and then they'll be like, oh man, you glitch all the time.
I use the backhand forehand on a breakaway. Why am I not going to use a high percentage shot? I do it.
I don't hardly ever use it. I mean, I just do different things because I just don't care to win or lose. It doesn't bother me anymore.
Why do you play?
Because it's fun to
play. For the camaraderie.
Yeah.
Friendship.
It's fun. I like making friends on the Xbox. I mean, I might go to New York and be like, hey, bro, remember when we played NHL together? And he's going to take me out for a drink.
And you're sitting at a piano bar listening to I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars.
Yeah, and then next is Adele. And I'll be like, oh, are you breaking up with me?
Listen, it's not you, it's me. Listen, we couldn't make that trade. And then as you break up, he would rage on you. Like, you suck, man. You glitched our whole time together.
Yeah, you glitched our beers. I seen you snap at the waiter. I mean, come on now. You didn't think I knew what you were doing?
I saw that backhand forehand ass grab you did with her. this show is going to hell. Flips of the week. Daniel, did you get any good flips?
I only did one, two times, too. It was Bruner, and I don't know if it's because he was doing good in the playoffs or what. But I made, like, probably, like, 10K off one card and, like, 8 off another.
Not bad. Jake, did you flip anything?
Well, speaking of Bruner, the star of the week, I actually bought him for 100 pucks, buy it now, one time. And then I flipped him, sold him in the, like, 20,000 puck range.
Nice.
But for this week, I've just been buying contract cards because I need them. And I ended up buying a bunch of 25-game contract cards, and I ended up selling them at a higher price and then buying 30-game contract cards. So that's all I've been doing this week.
That goes back to last week's episode of Playing the Market. You see, just every little bit helps. Just making up. I mean, that's 5 games you just picked up that you ain't got to go buy a bronze pack. So, and you'll make back 600-plus every game, it seems like. So, you know, you just saved yourself. You just bought 5 more bronze packs.
So then do people, when they open their jumbo packs, do you sell the contract cards out of those?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't. I keep them.
I always keep them, yeah. I have like 60 contract cards. Everyone talks about buying them. I'm like, I don't think in my whole life of playing HUD I've ever bought a contract card. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I just buy the bronze pack if I need contract cards. That's just how I do it. Jake, do you keep all your cards from the pack, jumbo packs and stuff?
It depends how many jumbo packs I'm opening. Sometimes when I open like 100 of them, I have to discard them.
Did you get any of these packs last week or the weekend?
No, I did not.
Daniel, I know you had to.
No.
That's right, I didn't. You got banned,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Microsoft apparently says, hey, sir, your money is good here, but only so many times in a month.
You got banned for spending too much money.
Who knew that Microsoft didn't like making money? Because I even messaged him. And I messaged him. I was like, look, bro. I said, maybe something's messed up. It says, can't authorize payment. And let me just tell you that I'm more than confident that I have $9.99 in my bank account. And he goes, oh, well, you're only allowed so much a month. I'm like, really?
I've never seen that before. Yeah. Maybe it's like a gambling addiction hotline or something. Intervention. Yeah. Trying to cut you off.
And so... Like, this happened maybe the 26th, and he goes, oh, well, they'll contact you in 3 to 5 days. I says, sir, don't worry about it. He said, why? I said, well, because in 3 to 5 days, it's a new month anyway. I can start buying again, so.
I would have said the promo pack's over.
Yeah, and he just kind of laughed and he said, touche. I'm like, okay, I'm done with you, sir.
He said, touche?
Yeah, that's about the time I was done.
That's EA support for you right there.
No, and Jake, Microsoft, I don't know
how familiar you are with the way we deal with it on the podcast here. EA does not listen to our podcast, so we could really give a crap. EA support is the biggest joke, I would have to say.
EA was voted the worst company in, I think it was America, recently.
I don't doubt it one bit. And rightfully so, they deserve that award. And for that, good job, EA. We appreciate you constantly ignoring us. I remember one time they had the $16 packs out, and I bought two of those things, and it took my money. It took a lot of people's money that during that time. I've still yet to see my $32.
Yeah, I bought the season pass, and my season pass wasn't good for like 2 days, and I called EA, and it was like, please wait while we get you to the next available operator. And in 17 days, I still wasn't there. So it was pretty bad.
You actually flew over to Vancouver.
Well, their excuse is that they're working diligently on Energy 14.
I'm like in Vancouver knocking on the door going, hey, boys, hey.
I'm still holding. I had to play airtime to stay on this phone.
Right.
Oh, man. Any new additions to the team, Daniel?
Let's see here. I did pick up, and don't ask why, but I did pick up a Mario Lemieux just because I could. I mean, I wanted him last year. I really don't know why either, but I just feel like since he's a legend, he has to be on the same line as Wayne Gretzky.
How's he doing for you?
Terrible.
Did you put him as a center or right wing?
Right wing.
That's where I put mine. He did horrible for me, too.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, never mind. I guess, you know, maybe next time a Shaw star of the week will do.
Yeah, get a Shaw. Jake, did you pick up any new guys? I know your team's, like, top-notch star of the week. Covey, Malkin, Crosby's. I know you got...
No. Not Malkin.
Oh, you don't have Malkin?
No.
MDB has Malkin, don't he? I believe so.
Closer has the 93 Malkin.
He has the 93. Well, Kessel.
He got like three 93 Hendrik Sedin somehow. I think EA gave them to him for free.
Jesus. I want to be closer for a day. Daniel. He's got all the rare Facebook giveaway cards that you can think of. I mean,
it's a nice life.
Yeah. I mean, he's got pucks. He's sitting on a fat sack of pucks. So.
And he's got three pinball machines, too.
I saw that.
Let's get to the more important part. Forget hockey. No, EA, they're terrible. What about these pinball machines?
If you watch his Justin.TV drawings, he sits in a room. I don't know if it's an arcade. Maybe he's at his local bowling alley. I don't know. But I would like to think that's his house, because that's pretty cool that he's got three pinball machines down there.
And here I walk out. When I walk out my door, there's a porch I get to sit on and look over a lake. And I thought that was good, but now I'm jealous. I don't have pinball machines in here.
No. Yes. You need pinball machines. I have a Fisher-Price car in here for my daughter, and that's about it. But you know what? I'm selling all that, and I'm selling her on eBay, and I'm going to get a pinball machine.
How much? I'll trade you a pinball machine.
For the pinball machine or the kid?
It's a tough one.
I'm gonna start her out at 99 cents. You know,
no reserve.
30 days.
Wait, shipping and handling?
That's probably gonna cost out the yin yang. But I mean, you gotta poke holes in the boxes and stuff.
Any shipping company ship humans?
No shipping. Yeah, a morgue probably.
Local pickup only.
I'm kidding. If anybody's listening and they're gonna call like DSS or anything, I'm not really selling my daughter. I feel like I have to clarify that because I feel like somebody's gonna be in the car going, "Oh my God, what did he say?"
Oh, my Lord, he said he was going to sell his daughter.
This show is horrible. We are going downhill fast. Final thoughts, we're at the bottom. Yes, final thoughts, we're going to get better. We say that every week, and it never does. But Jake joining
us. Yes.
I think that actually made it a lot better. If it wasn't for him, we would have probably drowned. You would have never heard from us again. He's going to save us. He's going to resurrect us. Out of the slum of podcast.
We've been a slow patch.
Am I?
You are. You are like the savior of podcast.
No, Monks is the savior of podcasts. We have to get him on this show.
We need to. Monks. I need to get Monks. Monks, if you're listening, we want you on this next week's show, and I want you on here with Jake, and I want y'all to talk about maybe collaborating on a CD.
You think he would
rhyme for us? Yeah, maybe we can get him to bust a rhyme, or maybe we can
Don't let him rhyme about his curly fry, though.
No curly fry. We're gonna keep it PG, like I was sitting in church or something like that. I don't know. I was dropping the kids off at the daycare, and I don't care if you don't. I don't know, guys. Thank you for joining us. Look forward. Hopefully, we'll get a show in Friday. Daniel, do you have any plans Friday?
I always have plans, but, ooh, can we do Saturday?
We may can do it Saturday.
Yeah, Friday.
That's what. Hopefully we'll get to you Friday. Thank you for joining us tonight. Jake, thank you for being on the show with us. We do appreciate you. Hopefully we can get you on again soon. I think you are definitely a fresh breath of air for the podcast. So thank you for joining us. Make sure you join us anytime you want to. Just send me a message. And say, right. Kyle, I want to get on. Let me get on the mic, man. I got my boys with me. I'm trying to find the Monks real quick. The Monks song for everybody.
Beat that ass like Alex did to Mark.
Like Alex did to Mark. Let me ask you this. What do you think Alex did to Mark? Jake, do you think he gave him a wedgie?
I don't know. See, this is why we need Monks on the podcast. He has the technology. I saw the video. He's got an iPod Touch.
Who was the camera guy? We need the camera. That's what I want to know.
No. I printed a screenshot and I posted on the forums of the camera guy. You can see him in the reflection of a mirror for like 0.5 of a second.
That mirror, are you concerned that they're all wavy? Do you think that could cause some kind of equilibrium issues later on in life?
That's where he gets the curly fry. He's looking at it in that mirror.
Maybe he has a normal straight one, but with the mirror, it looks like a curly fry.
That's where he gets it from.
I don't know. Daniel, do you want to prepare a rap for next week that you could answer Monk's rap video?
Wait, can I do this really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I think you know that I can do this.
No, it's just Monks and then space ugly. Monks with a Z. We're gonna get this playing on YouTube right now.
But you're telling me I can write something in relation to like a throwback at him?
Yeah, but you're not probably gonna be able to. You're probably not going to be able to live up to that standard.
Oh, I can blow that kid out of the water. Are you kidding me?
What do you think, Jake? Do you think he's got it?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm posting on the forum right now. Monks, we need you on the podcast next week.
Well, actually left the forums. He's now in hiding because he lost a bet and he owes some guy 3 cards and he's disappeared. So he's not going to see it.
He's not going to respond. Watching.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put join us Monks PM me for detail.
He owes some serious cards, too. I think it is Blackhawks fans. He owes like 3 cards to him. Good cards, too.
Really?
Yep.
Who's what kid? That is Big D. That's Monks, right? Monks is Big D, correct?
I don't know.
I don't know who that kid is. He's just the guy working. Does he end up rapping later on in the rap? I've always played it after Monks.
Yes, the other kid raps as well.
Is he better than Monks?
They're both bad.
Look at the giant Mark Sanchez.
That's right, they got a huge Mark Sanchez back in the background.
Oh, that's their playpen, by the way.
The playpen.